Simon Shin Mem Hei, Sif Yutes. Now the Mechaber defines for us what a Mokum Batur is. A Mokum Batur is a place that does not have 4x4 Tvachim, and it's more than 3 Tvachim, or at least Mishbur explains 3 or more Tvachim above the ground. Less than 3 Tvachim is bolted to the karka, bolted to the ground, and takes on the din of whatever shus it's in. So this place is 3 or more Tvachim tall, and does not have Dalal Dalad. Or a Charitz, a ditch, that does not have Dalal Dalad Tvachim length and width, and it's 3 or more Tvachim deep. Or if you have Mechitzas, that do not have between them 4x4 Tvachim, and they're 3 or more Tvachim above the ground, all these cases, they form a Mokum Batur. Because it doesn't have proper Mechitzas, it cannot be a Shtiyachid, it's not 4x4 Tvachim, so it can't even be a Karmelis, and rather, it all becomes Mokum Batur. The Rambam says that this is all for someone who's standing with Shtirabim, and Shtirabim has such a place. But in the Karmelis, if you have such a place that would appear to have the credentials of Mokum Batur, we don't make a Mokum Batur, rather we say Motzim and Asmin of a Neir, it all becomes the din of a Karmelis. And we had this previously already, that in Mokum Batur Karmelis, in the previous Sif. Then the Rambam brings Yesh Cholkim, the other Rishonim that argue on this, and they said, no, same in Shtirabim, you can have a Mokum Batur, in the Karmelis, you could also have a Mokum Batur. Now, we saw in the previous Sif that it seemed that the Psak is clearly that a Mokum Batur Karmelis, and the Karmelis do not have the Kula of Mokum Batur, it's only Shtirabim. And that is the way that Achrayim Gog, Mishnah Berurah, that's the way Achrayim Gog, the first Shita over here, and the same way the Rambam said in the previous Sif. However, in the Bir Halacha brings that the R Paiskim, R some Rishonim, these Nama Rishonim hold the other way, hold that you could have Mokum Batur in a Karmelis, and the Rambam himself seems to be sub against the Mishnah Hey later on. So therefore, Mokum Batchak, if someone's stuck, could be they could be Mekel, and be Samech, that there's a Mokum Batur in Karmelis. But standard Psak is that there's no Mokum Batur in a Karmelis. The Rambam Fir Zois, he ends off by saying that in Rishi Yochid, there, everyone agrees that we have this type of Malkum that will appear to have the status of Malkum Batur. It's not Malkum Batur, rather considered part of Shtiyachid. Anything that's within the walls of Shtiyachid, whether it's tall or short, wide or skinny, it has the dinim of Shtiyachid. So Malkum Batur is only in the Rish Sarabim, or according to some Shittas, it could be inside of a Karmelis. Simish Shemavav, Dina Erev Minatara. The Machaber says, the Madarai saw you only Chayiv if you're Maitzi Amachnis, bring out or bring in, or Zerik HaMoshe, or if you throw, if you pass anything from Shtiyachid to Shtirabim, or Shtirabim to Shtiyachid. Whether you're standing in one Rishos and you stretch out and put it down in the other Rishos, or you carry it to the other Rishos, whichever way it is, that's going to be Chayiv Ben HaTorah. Chazal, the Mechaber's Chazal, but the Rabbanah, they asked from Karmelis to Shtiyachid or Shtirabim, or from Shtiyachid or Shtirabim to a Karmelis. Mishnah Berurah explains, the Karmelis is in between. It's like Shtirabim that doesn't have problem with Chitzis, but it's not really like Shtirabim because it's not meant for as a public place for people to walk. It's not for Yiluch L'Rabim. So to speak, not a thoroughfare. It's not a place for people to walk. Because our Gezer and Rabbanon not take from a Karmelis to and from Shtiyachid, and not take from a Karmelis to and from Shtirabim. Because it end up, someone make a mistake and do direct Hitzach Nasa between Shtiyachid and Shtirabim because the Karmelis is in between in its status. A Malkum Batur, from there it's mutter to take to and from Shtiyachid, and from there it's mutter to take to and from Shtirabim. The Mechaber says somebody is standing with Shtiyachid and he's Moitzi Machnis or he's Moish the Zerik or he brings in or he passes something or throws something to Shtiyachid and Shtirabim through a Mokum Batur or Shtirabim to Shtiyachid through a Mokum Batur. The fact that it passed through a Mokum Batur in between does not make a difference and he's still going to be Chayiv. It's going to be Deraisa. But this is only if there's no pause or stop in the Mokum Batur. If he paused or stopped in the Mokum Batur, made a Hanocha in the Mokum Batur, even a short one, so then it's not going to be derisa. But the Mishnah Berurah says it'll still be Asur Rabbanan because they're afraid someone's going to next time do without the pause in between and go straight between Shtiyachid and Shtirabim. Similarly, Mishnah Berurah says that's Asur to Yemaitzi from Shtiyachid to Mokum Batur passing through Shtirabim, even if he's capable not to stop in Shtirabim, because they're afraid that next time he's going to stop in Shtirabim. So you have the Gzeir both ways, that it's Asur Midr Rabbanan, Rish Shtiyachid and Shtirabim, even with the pause in Mokum Batur between, because next time he might not pause. And it's also Asur from Shtiyachid to Shtirabim to Mokum Batur without pausing, or the opposite, because next time you might pause. The Mechaber says that somebody cannot stand in the Mokum Batur and take something from somebody's Shtirabim and pass it on to some Shtiyachid, or the opposite, that's the same problem of a Shtiyachid to Shtirabim and the Mokum Batur in between, that even if there's Hanoch in between, it'll still be Asur Rabbanan, the way Mishnah Berurah explains this. Then the Mechaber discusses what the Shiyas Rabbanan. Let's say Shtiyachid to Karmelis with Mokum Batur in between, or Kamish Shtiyachid with Mokum Batur in between. Or let's say Shtiram to Karmelis, or Kamish Shtiram with Mokum Batur in between. So that's Machlokes, Yesh Oysim V'Yesh Matirim. In other words, because there, even if you do it without stopping in the middle, it's only going to be Asur Rabbanan. So with stopping in the middle, that's Machlokes. Do we say that Chazal not the French say Shiyas Terayim, Shiyas Terabon L'Gabadis? Or do we say only Shiyas Terayim, Shiyas Terayim, Shiyas Terabon? Or Shiyas Terabon would be Xer L'Xerix, even straight between Shtiyachid and Karmelis, and backwards, or Shem and Karmelis and backwards, it's only Drabbanan. So if you're gonna have the in between the Malka Batura, maybe they weren't Gezer, or maybe they were. And that's the Machlekes that we're left off with.